Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And one of the most important things that I can think you can do every day is to drink clean, filtered water. I make SodaStream water for our home. And what I do is I actually get my Furo System water systems, which are 2 5-gallon systems, one in our laundry room connecting to our fridge, other one in our kitchen connecting to our water service at our tap in our main big, you know, I call giant kitchen at our home. If you ever get to, and I'm thinking about an idea here. And it's going to be available only to those who actually get a consult and get a metapathia scan and the full consultation. But I'm thinking about having a draw sometime in 2018 for a day with Dr. Bill. And literally, we'll even take you out to dinner. I'll put you through a metapathia scan, give you harmonic resonant frequencies, do all kinds of stuff for you. But you have to have done a full metapathia scan and a full consultation to get the deal. And we'll put in a draw where, if you're one of X number of people to actually do that in 2018, sometime probably this fall, I'll actually give you a day with Dr. Bill. But one of the first things you need to do in your day is to drink clean water. If you don't want to be part of what's called Spermageddon, do you know what you've heard of this term now, Drudge and elsewhere, called Spermageddon?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, well, let me tell you. And then when you hear it, you're going to cringe, and you'll have what we call a cremaster reflex, where your testicles will be pulled up into your inguinal canal. First off, all of the toxins out there that are feminizing are primarily halides. Halides being chloride, fluorine, bromide. So you're drinking water that's fluorinated, chlorinated, brominated, or attached chemicals to, like, pesticides to the food you eat because you're eating non-organic food that's sprayed with pesticides. You're saying goodbye-bye, Mr. American Pie. Not Miss American Pie. Mr. American Pie. Bye-bye sperm count. Bye-bye testosterone. We're going to give you receptors 300 times stronger attached to the female receptor on male cells. So the bye-bye sperm. Now, they're predicting 50 years and we'll be functionally sterile. Let me tell you, people, I have been doing environmental medicine for almost 50 years. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 45 years ago. And I can tell you, we don't have 50 years. We might have 20 at the most. Right now, a quarter of all couples, and this results in sexually transmitted disease and pelvic inflammatory disease, are functionally sterile. It's not just the female. We used to talk about fertility technologies and so on, like, you know, to increase ovulation, etc. No. We're talking about men are functionally losing it. They're losing their testosterone. They're losing their sperm count. The sperm count is 73% lower between 1973 and 2011. And that's in multiple countries. And the primary reason is the water. If you're drinking water from a Berkey or some other system that doesn't take out all toxins and they're telling you lies, that this is really great and it's the best system out there, you're an idiot. And if you think you want to disagree with Dr. Deagle, have the balls, the cojones, to call into the show to disagree with me on any medical or scientific issue. And I'm going to give you a new exit point for the BS that you believe. This system that we have called Pure Water has the best ion exchange resin, the best linear charcoal system, the best post-exchange system. It had 12 to 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium. There's nothing to compare. There's no feminizing halide toxins. There's no radiotoxins. There's no biological particles, viral particles, or fragments of bacterial cell wall or whatever. There's nothing except water molecules until you add 8 to 12 calcium magnesium ions back to alkalinize it to a pH around 10. If you think you're going to have a human race down the road that can reproduce the way we're poisoning our food with pesticides, the way we're drinking water, fluorinated, chlorinated, etc., with chloramines and fluoramines, you're an idiot. And there's no excuse for it, because you can't hold up science and say, well, we believe it, like the damn Democrats last night, even when the Republicans and Trump actually do things that the Democrats should be doing if they were the government in power. They sat there scowling like Nancy Pelosi. Well, don't scowl when I tell you that if you believe morons that tell you that to take their supplements, which are laced with heavy metals and garbage, or to take their water systems that are not going to remove all the biotoxins that are going to feminize you, you're an idiot. Now, you may not, I don't like Dr. Daigle. He thinks he knows everything. If I talk about an issue, I do, actually. And if you think you disagree with me, I'm going to give you an intellectual beating of your life. Because I'm sick and tired of people that think they know more than me of something I've been putting almost half a century into. And I'm not your average doctor. I believe me, I've had my lumps for actually finding and causing treatment of many different illnesses because of the corrupt, evil, and demonically energized medical profession. You know, the regulatory authorities for water only monitor like 37 chemicals out of 10,800 with 7 new chemicals entering the biostream every day. Isn't that amazing, Bob? And people think they're going to have health or not be demented 10 or 20 years from now or 5 years from now. Do they think they're going to have health when I went to medical school, 1 in 4,600 got autism now? The average across the country is 1 in 68. In some cities and towns and areas, it's 1 in 28 are autistic of some kind.
It really is pretty amazing, Dr. Bill. And thanks for having me back on the show. It's been a while. I know it's nice to be back with you and your listeners. The amazing thing is, even those chemicals that the government monitors, they can choose to turn down the.
Oh, they do. They do. They just say after the Fukushima, they changed the level of radiotoxins that you can tolerate. So they, even though in Seattle, Washington, within weeks after Fukushima, they were getting 7 radio particles per day being hailed in the airways, and they say, well, the hell, you know, we're fine. I talked to the scientist for the senator from Oregon. And the senator from California. I don't even want to mention their names because they're so disgusting. And these scientists tried to act like they were smartasses with me. But after about 20 minutes, I said, this is a PhD thesis, and you're not doing good, and you're going to fail this thesis interview. You're not going to get your PhD doctorate. And they realized they weren't dealing with Dr. Daigle, just MD, a radiotoxicologist, chemist, etc. They were dealing with somebody who was more expert than they were by miles. And I'm so disgusted by so-called, I call it a Yahoo-rich environment, like a target-rich environment in the military. It's a Yahoo-rich environment. And this includes the water industry. There's so many Yahoos out there telling all kinds of stories that are completely insane, not based on science, that are putting you in danger and costing you a fortune of money for stuff that's not going to work. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, and there's the rub. And one of the reasons that I founded Pure Water Systems years ago is because, you know, I'm by all the nonsense that exists in the water business, I'm frustrated by the government that, you know, takes 20 years to decide whether something's bad for you or not. In the meantime, they let you drink it. And then they turn around and say, oh, yeah, we decided that you probably should not have been drinking that all this time. Sorry for the cancer. Sorry for the fact you can't have any babies. Sorry for the fact that you got calcification in all your joints. Sorry for that your immune system is radically compromised because we took 20 years to decide whether something was bad for you that we've known about all this time. And so at Pure Water Systems, it's real simple. I put together a system that's based on a laboratory system, and that way I can promise my customers, if it's nasty and it's in your water, you can count on our system is already taking it out. I don't want you to call me after spending your hard-earned money on a water purification system to ensure the health of your family. I don't want you calling me in 5 years and saying, hey, guess what, Bob, we found that the government just said our water has, you know, X, Y, Z, and Z, Y, X in it. Does your system take that out? And I want to be always able, and have been since I founded this company, whatever chemical they say is in your water, I already know that my system takes it out. You don't need to buy a special add-on. You don't need to retool your system. You don't need to buy a new system. Our system is already designed to deal with whatever kinds of contaminants are going to appear in your water. And that should give people, the goal is to give you the peace of mind that once you spent the money to solve the problem, that you did solve the problem, and you don't have to worry. That's one place in your life that you can feel confident that I solved the problem. I don't have to worry about contaminants in my drinking water.
Well, you know, scientists have predicted in 5 million years the Y chromosome for males will be extinct and be gone. We don't need to wait that long. We got 10 to 20 years and the human race will not be able to reproduce. Yeah, they were, yeah. Yeah, they're little shrimpy guys. That's why if you got somebody that's like 6-7 foot plus, you imagine nobody's going to try to kill the king if you got a 7 foot giant around protecting you, right?
Yeah.
You take out an army.
I would have liked to have my tall privilege in those.
Because all of us deagles are ambidextrous, too. You can use both arms and hands.
There you go.
That's a dangerous combination. Big and ambidextrous.
Yeah, well, I could use more benefits. I'm on campus these days. I'm a white, a tall, good looking white male. You know, I'm like the bad guy on campus.
Yeah, well, you gotta continue to be bad. Don't let them try to put you down.
No, I fight back.
Yeah, good. That's good. Give them a bad day. We're going live, I think, soon here. I think we're going live.
Okay.
We're going live. Listen, I didn't know we were live. That's good. We get some entertainment here to the people. Pure Water Systems. If you want to get a Pure Water System, go to shop. Go down to Pure Water Systems. If you go through our link, you're going to save 10%. And these are the best price systems. I think a whole house system is like $800 and some. The filters are inexpensive. They're easy to change for yourself, or if you want to have a plumber do it, it's easy to do, too. The whole house system is three 22-inch long things. It's not like a Culligan where you got this giant 150-pound thing that you need two plumbers to actually move the damn thing every year or two. It removes all the biotoxins. I have a whole house system, and I have two, you know, what's called Bev 300 systems. The Bev 100 is a countertop that can snap on your tap. The Bev 200 is a prepper system. You can drop a line into a puddle and turn it cleaner than distilled or water. By the way, distilled water will still take biotoxins. They're volatile like JPA jet fuel. We have the Bev 500 system. It's auto flush. It's really good. It means you don't have to remember to flush it because you should flush it every so often, your filters. It has the best RO system, the best ion exchange, and the best linear charcoal system in the world. The neat thing is that this is essential. If you're going to try to stay healthy, yeah, you need to take supplements so the building blocks are there for your body. Yeah, you need to take things like our morphogenetic field therapy, which we're expanding with things like the Sonics, microcurrent devices, which we're launching, and other things. But you have to have clean filtered water. I mean, really. As they say, maybe we can use some sarcastic terms. Instead of boys, we'll call them goys from now on, just like the Jewish term goy. They'll be like a girl boy. Why do you think you're seeing so many homosexuals and so many disturbed sexual behavior? Because the neural pathways in men are being rewired by female hormone biotoxins that are locking onto the receptor and actually changing neural pathways. They're not men anymore. They're kind of toned down and feminized men from toxins. I made sure that my sons drink, you know, filtered water so they don't end up becoming feminized. And by the way, don't assume that your bottled water is all going to be clean either, because a lot of it doesn't use filtering systems that will prevent you from getting fluorinated water that's going to feminize your sons and turn them into goys. So it's really important to understand this. And, you know, when you talk to people that are environmental doctors, I mean, how much nutritional and toxicological medicine do you think these doctors, MDs, DOs, whatever, get taught? It's mind-boggling. They're arrogant, ignorant SOBs. They know nothing. If you actually get them up there and you start asking them questions, they try to pontificate like they know something, and they can't even go through the science and adequately defend their stupid ideas, including toxic polypharmacy and the idea that Wi-Fi networks are fine. I mean, I heard a comment by Bourdain, this guy that's the master chef on these television shows. He thinks MSG is good. Are you kidding? It's a glutamate agonist, along with things like Wi-Fi networks and 5G, etc. It's frying your little brain. Why do you think dementia is the number one cause of death in Britain? Biotoxins in the water, Wi-Fi networks and smart grids, etc., and it's frying their brains. What do you think is happening? But people want to argue and they think, well, I got room to argue with you, Deagle. I said, you know what? The argument's over. The judge has hit the gavel. It's now time to figure out what the hell we're going to do about it. First, you drink clean water. If you don't take the good supplements, don't take crap from other people. Get it from Nutramedical. We need your support for us to stay on the air and expand our business and provide new technologies like I'm working right now. I'm going to have my Red Deer Velvet DR for regenerating your body. We have NDME. We have our new Sonic Life. We have other, we call harmonic resonant frequencies, treatments that we can give you called morphogenetic field therapy. If you don't drink clean water to start with, that's foundational, isn't it?
Well, Dr. Bill, you know, all these years we've had a good partnership. I've always admired your total dedication to your clients, to your listeners, to giving them straightforward information.
And by the way, I hear people saying they want to do telemedicine this, and I say, look, 95% of my consultations plus 98% are free. You don't even have to listen to the show. If you want to email me and ask me a question, I'll answer it. Now, if you buy even one bottle of a product, you can give me a time window. I'll call you back free. Anywhere in the world, by phone or Skype or whatever, and tell you whether you're a doctor. And by the way, I train doctors how to do functional medicine free. I never charge them a cent except to review their chart at $150 per half hour, to review the chart and the medical records and provide them a treatment plan. It doesn't matter if they're in Johannesburg or Stuttgart, Germany. And if you think that their stupidity is just limited to the United States borders, we're more innovative than most here in America. But if you innovate in America, you get persecuted by the State Licensing Authority, the Hospital Privileges Committee, and various other people like Big Pharma that don't want you to actually challenge the status quo. It's disgusting. And the regulatory authorities, like regulating the water biotoxins and your Environmental Protection Agency, these people are monsters, and they're ignorant monsters, too. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, they really are not looking after your best interests. So take personal responsibility, get the best water purification system, listen to Dr. Bill's advice, use his products, you will be on the right steps.
I got a joke for you. Remember how Obama was always pushing for shovel-ready jobs? How about shovel-ready bad regulatory attitudes by the health professions and these pseudo water filter companies? Shovel-ready means they're going to shovel you into your grave. If you want to stay healthy, drink clean water, take our supplements, get proper diagnostics to find out pathology before it turns into disease, reverse it and regenerate your tissues, and age well. You want to be a healthy 90-year-old. I tell people the best way to go is 140, 240 years of age, decades or a century from now. You go and run 10 miles, have good sex, a great meal, and all of a sudden at supper time you feel like I better go lay down, and you go poof, you turn into a cloud of dust. They suck you up in a vacuum and put you in an urn on the mantle, and you don't spend a day in hospital with tubes in every orifice. That's what's going on right now in our healthcare system. If you get cancer, you generate $1.3 million for the healthcare system. If you get heart disease, let me tell you, you can hear the cash registers going ka-ching, ka-ching. It's disgusting. And they're not changing things. They're making it worse. Now they're going to put a 5G network tower in, say, New York City every 500 feet. They've got more biotoxins in the environment, more genetically modified food. Austria, 5 years ago, ruled against Monday corn because it dropped sperm count to zero. You want to see spermageddon? Drink toxic, fluoridated, chlorinated water. Hello, spermageddon. Nice to know ya. Spermageddon is here. It's not coming. Amazing, isn't it? Thank you, Bob. Let's get you back on. Give me a shout by email and we'll get a time. We'll be back in a moment with our next guest.
Warning.
We have Fareed, and I want to do a little joke here. Fareed, you have a little baby boy. Yes. Your wife will be picking up in about 30 seconds. And I know the baby. I understand, you know, how people talk to plants and so on. Well, I talk to babies. And when a baby goes, it means go for it. That's go for it in baby language. Just means if you're getting cardiovasc, liquid or drops, is what your son says. And when he squeals like that, he's saying, go for it, Dad. Tell him. Take the stuff. Don't have a heart attack or a stroke. Yeah, I know. He's saying, I want to be on air in 10 or 20 years' time. I want to take over your job, Dad. You know, and he's saying, that's what he just said there. That's called yes in baby language.
Yeah, absolutely. can you hear him in the background there?
I can. Let's go over the seven things that are in cardiovascular. Now, first off, you don't want to form plaque. You want to create nitric oxide. You want to reduce blood viscosity and cytokine levels. You don't want to die from stupid polypharmacy, lowering cholesterol with cholesterol-lowering agents. By the way, our president did a fantastic State of the Union address, but he's a cholesterol-lowering agent, so his doctor's a knucklehead. I don't give a crap what he thinks he is. He's a great doctor. He's a moron. You don't take HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors that can interfere with CoQ10, dysmyelinate your brain, or cause heart failure, or rhabdomyolysis and renal failure. You want to take cardiovasc. You want to take things that are going to reduce blood viscosity and plaque formation. You don't want to take Xarelto, Eliquis, or low molecular weight heparin. You don't want to take these other drugs. You know, you want to be taking things that are going to actually help your heart. Now, I take 3 capsules of cardiovascular in the morning, which is more than the average dosage. I take about 60 drops in my drink, which, by the way, in the first hour of the show, I already drank half of it. So 30 drops on top of that. And my arteries are smacking healthy. And believe me, I used to have hypertension. I don't have hypertension anymore because I take the right nutraceuticals. Magnesium, glycinate, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, VascuCare, carnitine, etc. But our central pole, the central thing you need to take is cardiovascular. Let's go through the 7 components.
Sure. So the one of the most important components is the hawthorn, and we use the leaf and flower extract.
Now, the reason why is you get the right part of the plant from the right place the plant is grown in the right continent. Next component. This, by the way, is a cardiotonic. You know what he's saying? He's saying, that makes your heart pump. That makes your blood vessels have a peristaltic wave. That actually causes perfusion. That's what he's saying in baby.
Let's exactly. Continue.
So you have to understand baby language. Babies are geniuses. We just don't speak their language usually.
Yeah, he's also saying that the cardiovascular hawthorn comes from the European-grown strain, which is the right part of the world.
Where the research is all done. The research is all done on that. Pretty good. Yeah. All the other companies out there. And I don't want to mention the names. I mean, I think it's like a little obscene to do that. But to be honest with you, all the other yahoos out there that claim to have, they invented this formula, they're liars. Liars. They're almost as bad as the Democrats. Liars, liars, pants on fire. Okay? And the fact is, you want to have something where you can do a high-speed CT scan to show your arteries decalcifying. You want to do a NEVA scan, arterial venous study of your legs, where you get a blocked artery in your leg, and one male over age 40 has a 93% blockage to a major artery below the knee. You want to end up with reversing plaque and inflammatory cytokine levels in your blood that you can see at Veritas Labs. Then you want to take cardiovasc. You've got to understand this. If you don't tend your arteries, they'll block on you and you'll throw off an embolus, and a quarter of the population has a flap valve, causes an ostium secundum flap valve that goes from the right atrium to the left, and then you throw off that clot to your brain. Hello, stroke time. Yep. Hello, no more longer being able to speak relevant sentences or having a memory or being able to see properly. Do you not understand? It's called perfusion. And if you think your doctor knows better than Dr. Deagle, it's embarrassing how little doctors know. They don't even think blood viscosity or cytokine levels are important. Do you think any of them does the test on you? Of course not. They do a nuclear spectroscopy test, which is completely inferior to determine what's wrong. Oh, your cholesterol is 240. We've got to slap you on a toxic drug that will turn you into an idiot. Make you get transient global amnesia like Dr. Draveline from NASA, who couldn't recognize his wife after 3 months. You think it's fine to have dementia because we're going to stop your cholesterol? It's 60% of the dry weight of your brain. Duh. And your dumb doctor thinks it's a good idea? Guess what? There's a special deep place in hell for idiots like doctors like that. That's what's going on. And the fatal drugs allow people to collaborate with these medical morons and tell them that it's a good idea. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't have any patience anymore. My patience at 66 in 2 weeks is gone. It's been gone actually years ago. Actually, I'm like that. I think your little boy is what? How many months is he now?
He's 9 months.
Now, in next to 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be 66. But I'm actually a 63-year-old, 3-year-old. I'm 3 going on 4, and I plan on doing that for the rest of my life. I'm going to ask questions of adults that they're not going to want to ask, and they're going to squirm and worm and try to get out of it, but they're not going to have answers because I'm going to have tough questions of myself. I don't mind swimming in the sea of stupid and ignorance to become wise, because those who lack wisdom are victims. And that's why the people out there that are taking supplements from other companies who claim to be the good ones, or taking drugs from their doctors, they're going to be victims of it, and they're going to end up on 8 or 10 or 12 drugs and die of dementia, heart disease, and other problems, or cancer, thinking that everything's fine when it's crap. I remember talking to my wife's brother-in-law, who has type 1 diabetes, and his doctor put him on Crestor. And this guy is a semi-professional, golfing super athlete. Within weeks, he couldn't walk up the stairs. My legs were hurting so bad, and all of a sudden the doctor said, "Oh my God, you're getting rhabdomyolysis. You're going to go into kidney failure." So they called me up, and I said, "What do you think you're doing, buddy? Get off the damn stuff, or your muscles are going to dissolve and destroy your kidneys." Yeah, and his dumb doctor did this. Now, let me tell you, the drug companies don't care if there's 68 or 120,000 people that get disease or death. That's just a small tick on the blip. It's not interfering with quarterly profits. It's certainly not going to interfere with their position when they rotate from the drug companies to a government department like in the FDA. No, it's not a problem. Believe me, I call these people the rotating musical chairs of minions. You know the screw tape letters, right?
Yeah.
And they have the dialogue, and I like to do voices, so I'll do the voice. "Doctor, you must give the cholesterol lowering agent, or the state licensing authority will come after you, because we're reporting all doctors that don't provide their patients with high cholesterol with these drugs." They did this to me in 2003. I had a drug rep come into my office, and she said, "Dr. Deagle, I thought you were a nice doctor." I said, "Well, now, why would you get that impression?" I mean, sarcastic, right? She said, "We give you toys and pens and free drug samples." I said, "Well, that's nice. Everybody else does, too. But we found out that you're not providing your patients with our drug, Zocor, or our competitor drug." I said, "I don't see a Swami head on your head. And I don't know how you know this." She said, "We use your DEA number. We contracted an Ohio company that actually plumbed your data. And we're thinking about reporting you to the state licensing authority to have your license sanctioned for not providing our drug or our competitors." I said, "You've got to be kidding." I said, "Have you ever read the book or seen the movie about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?" I said, when Mr. Hyde was going to show up, Dr. Jekyll's hands started to grow hair on the palms of his hands. I feel hair popping out. I said, "If you want to see me mutate, all of a sudden my shoulder's expanding like I want to bust the seams of my white coat. Did you want to see Mr. Jekyll show up? I think you might want to get the hell out of my office first," because she threw down a 50-page report with histograms and pie charts saying how I was violating the idea of being a good minion of the medical big pharma drug system. How dare I, Dr. Deagle, not provide the toxic folly pharmacy to dementize or cause heart failure for my patients? Who the hell do I think I was? I said, "You know what? If this is not my practice, if it's your drug company's practice or the state licensing authority, you can wad this up and stick it up your ass," I said to her. "I'm not interested in having a license in a place where you think that it's your practice that I'm putting my butt on the line and working my tail off, right, working 20 hours a day but regular medicine and even in the ICU, to have an idiot come into my office bouncing in saying that I give you toys and drug company samples and reporting that they're going to talk to the state licensing authority because I'm not providing their toxic pharmacy or their competitors and think they know more than Dr. Deagle." Disgusting, eh?
That's how it works.
Guess what? Your little boy, Jordan, how many months old is he now?
9.
He knows better than this drug rep, doesn't he?
I think he does.
He's daddy's little boy. I'm sure that someday he's going to say, maybe he'll become a big shot lawyer. He'll sue these drug companies and these people. And they don't need to just be in leg irons. They need to be executed. We need to have public executions on video. How's that? Of drug company representatives and the FDA. Fully co- Dr. Sam Miller. And Dr. Sam is, of course, in his 70s, and he's been doing research in electricity for 40 years. If you look at the reasons why we're having heart disease and dementia and autism and all these other things happening, I did research with Dr. Moskowitz, who's a cardiologist, PhD, biochemist at the University of British Columbia 40 years ago, actually 41 years ago, 1977, at the Vancouver General Hospital, University of British Columbia. And we brought Eskimos down, people from the Northwest Territories. And we actually looked at why, what cholesterols they had, and we did a lipid analysis of their lipid fractions. What was the average level of cholesterol we had from people from the Northwest Territory and inside the Arctic Circle in Alaska? What do you think their cholesterol was on average?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the actual measurement, but I know it was very, very low.
Well, okay, let's say the average shouldn't be over 200. You know, they say, oh, over 200, man, you're in trouble. What do you think the average was of these guys?
Half of that, maybe?
No, it was like 10 to 15 times higher than the upper limit of normal. 2,800 right. to 3,500. Okay, we're not talking about 250. We're talking about 2,800 to 3,500. Okay?
Right.
And if you drew the blood, which I personally drew the bloods on a lot of these guys myself, you'd see the buffy coat. Now, if you ever, when you were a kid, I was raised in the 1950s, and the milkman didn't sit the milk just outside your door. He came in your kitchen and actually put it in your fridge. Remember that? Do you remember?
Yes,
are you old enough?
I'm old enough to remember that.
Right. Yeah, so the milkman would come in here, cling, cling. And I was the kind of kid, if I heard the cling, cling, I'm going to go out and get the milk before anybody else realizes the milkman's been there. And I opened up the milk bottle and I'd pour off the good creamy stuff at the top. Man, Bill got the cream. Son of a... So I get the cream off the top, and I hear people screaming, like the maid, because we had maids back then, and or my mom if she woke up later. And they wonder, who the hell is? Well, that's what their blood looked like. They had a buffy coat and a big thing on the top. They had a seal pouch, a seal flipper pouch, with seal flipper inside it, or narwhal whale blubber. That was their gum. Narwhal whale blubber that has more vitamin C than oranges or peppers. And seal flipper. They never touched white man's bread, canned peas, alcohol, or any of the other crap. And they had cholesterols 10 to 15 times higher than normal and never, ever became obese or got heart disease. Did you know that? They were chunky, short people because yeah. If you didn't have a chunky, short body, you didn't survive the super cold climate of living in Alaska in the Arctic Circle. So you had to have short limbs and a short body. But they weren't fat. They were right. Stocky. Okay, stocky yep. People... They were not fat people, okay?
Yeah.
So people don't realize diabesity is caused by your body going through what's called the reflex, called the diabetic, or I'm going to starve to death reflex.
Yeah.
It's overtaking everybody on the planet. Doesn't matter if you live in Beijing, China, or Tokyo, Japan, or, you know, Venezuela. Everybody's turning diabetic. They get hypertensive. They get insulin resistance. Their body's actually is thinking you're going to shock because you're going to starve to death. So ancient reflexes were... coded half a million years ago when we were Neanderthal man or pre-man in these ancient societies trying to survive famine or ice ages, and we had these starvation reflexes that converted our muscles to use fatty acids instead of glycogen. You only have a few mm-hmm. thousand calories of glycogen, but you got hundreds of thousands or millions of calories of fat depending on how fat you are.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, you see, when you take cardiovascular, you've got this first component. Let's go through the other ones, too. You've got these other components that are basically trying to say, okay, calm down, little blood vessels. We'll allow you to pulse because of vitexin, and the first component will make your heart and your arteries get a peristaltic wave, so you get perfusion. People think your heart pumps all the blood. They go to Harvey's research 500 years ago. Your heart does not pump the blood around your body. it's assisted by your blood vessels, and three-quarters of the pulsatile wave that actually circulates perfusion to your tissues is not your heart. Okay. It's the aorta. It's a small and large arteries in the arterial or vascular bed of nitric oxide. In fact, you have a three-gas system, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitric oxide. So if your body doesn't make nitric oxide, which, by the way, is stimulated by cardiovascular, you can't even unload oxygen in the tissues. This is proven. This is not like, oh, that's Dr. Deagle's theory. You need to smack across the face if you think it's my theory. It's not. Okay? This is science published in American medical journals, etc. We even talked about it at the conference. So, when you look at the seven components, let's go through the other ones now.
We talked about the hawthorn. We also have the aged garlic.
And it's not just the allicin, which we have in our allicin med and our Alamax. It is also going to be an ACE receptor blocker that doesn't have the negative effects of the drugs like Capitin. So you don't get a Capitin cough because it blocks neural tendons and bradykinins. And so it blocks the kidney perception that you're not getting enough perfusion to your kidneys, so your ACE angiotensin converting enzyme goes through the ceiling. That's why one of the few drugs that's actually relatively safe if you don't get angioedema is ACE inhibitors or ACE receptor blockers. The problem is if you take natural levels of cardiovascular, you don't need them because you got it in the natural form and you don't get the side effects of the drug, like if you take Capitin. Next component.
So then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is very important. It's going to lower the blood viscosity. It's going to stimulate the microcirculation. It's very important to understand that if blood flows like corn syrup in America and maple syrup in Canada, your heart's going to pump like hell to try to get it to move. So, you got to understand that it's not going to work. Next.
So then we have the bilberry.
Natural antioxidant, basically going to stop free radicals. If you want to say, and this is something that actually is published now in the medical journals, and I talked about it at the conference, it's proven that if you actually lower someone's blood sugar too fast, you can double or triple their rate of heart disease because sugar is a good capture agent for free radicals. So you can't lower someone's blood sugar too fast if you don't capture the free radicals. We use Nutritrala, we use carnosine D-link and so on. But to start, the most important things are basic things like bilberry. It's a dialyzable antioxidant. It's the second smallest. The smallest is hydrogen antioxidant that's going to grab free radicals. Yeah. The next is bilberry. Bilberry is dialyzable. It's going to go through your kidneys, your arteries, your brain, etc. It's going to capture free radicals, so it's not going to allow you to fry your arteries, walls, and your cholesterol and create 9-ornyl hydroxycholesterol or oxidized T-bar fatty acids or oxidized sugar. So then the sugar will glycate or attach to body proteins, structural proteins, or enzymes, changing the three-dimensional structure of the active site of enzymes so their Kmax is reduced. People say, well, that sounds like a pretty complex science. It's proven. It's not open for your damned opinion. And if you want to say something counter to it, you're just an idiot, okay? There's no cure for it. It's all published. It's already closed. It's not open to your damned opinion. This is science. Now, the problem is, when I met Roger Danley 20 years ago at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, he was a 8-year postdoctoral fellow at Mayo. After his 4-year cardiology, he was doing invasive cardiology and ablation of cardiac conduction pathways for people who had problems. And he said, I think you know something about atherogenesis, Deagle. So I gave him a data download. This is 20 years ago. You mentioned much more I know now. So I talked about soluble ICAM 1 and 2 and so on. And he got white as a ghost. And his pupil had little pinpoints. It's like he saw the end of his life. He said, you're going to ruin our business, aren't you, Deagle? I said, my dad died at ideal weight after eating Kipper herring one night and got a bad back pain, then had a heart attack and ended up in hospital. 3 days later, he was dead. So I swore to myself I'd find the cause of heart disease. Like I swore to my grandfather, I'd find the cause of diabetes. And guess what I have? And I can tell you, if you want a dissertation by me, I can tell you precisely why we're dying all of heart disease and vascular events. And basically, it's partly a part of the whole syndrome called diobesity. We are dying of free radicals. And we don't approach it at all. We don't approach the causes of plaque formation, the causes of unstable plaque, etc. So let's continue with the next component.
We haven't talked about the cayenne yet.
Cayenne, of course, is very important. Cayenne is going to release nitric oxide. And that's important. It's part of that three-gas system. Go ahead, next one.
So then the last two components are the milk thistle and the valerian.
Milk thistle detoxification. You don't detox your arteries, you end up with plaque. and the valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system so you're not in fight or flight. If you get sympathetic overdrive, you have high levels of stress hormones that are frying your arteries and your brain and your peripheral central nervous system and your artery walls. So stress kills. That's why we have things like Stress to Go, our new supplements, and 5-HTP. We also added the new nanotech cannabinol at NutriMedical.PrimeMyBody.com because cannabinol receptors are out through your body. But you can start off with just CardioVasc. We have lots of people who've told us, their doctors said, geez, I can't do a bypass on you now, buddy. Your arteries are open. What the hell? You ruined my plan. I was going to buy a bigger boat, as I like to use the analogy, a bigger boat. No bigger boat for the cardiologists and cardiac surgeon this year because you can't go under the knife or the catheter. How's that? You know, ruin a cardiologist and a cardiovascular surgeon's day. Don't let them profit on your carcass. It's a no-touchy zone. How's that? Take CardioVasc. Like your son says, you know, in baby language, go for it in baby language, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to be around for many more years to see the panoply after the State of the Union address in America and see how things roll in Canada and elsewhere, take CardioVasc if you want to stay around for the whole show. And don't become demented. Perfuse your brain, too. You'll have a better memory.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.